Welcome to the Spotlight with Sean Taylor podcast, Pizza Month edition. October is National Pizza Month, and I, Sean Taylor, am on my fifth annual mission to eat a slice of pizza a day at 31 different locations with at least one witness. This podcast is an audio log of my quest for the 31 days of pizza. Today was day 10 of Pizza Month 2006, and I went to John's Pizzeria. I met up with
Kelly Buttermore,
Dave Worth,
Alex Sternberg,
and Barbara Sternberg.
And I ordered 3 slices of pepperoni. It's day 10, October 10th, and I am heading to the West Village to eat pizza at John's Pizzeria. It's on the corner of Bleecker Street and 7th Avenue.
Yeah, I think we're ready for the order.
Can we get one large all cheese?
Sure, no problem.
And then one large half mushroom, half pepperoni.
Half mushroom, half pepperoni.
So these coal-fired pizzas, they seem to be pretty shiny on top, but that's not a bad thing. It's a fresh mozzarella, or maybe it's a combination. What do you think? Is that a combination cheese, or is it like looks like fresh and also shredded mozzarella? And the tomato, it's very tomato. You can see that it's like almost like a paste, a tomato paste, wouldn't you say?
I'd agree with that.
Yeah, and but it's really nice. Like the toppings go all the way out to the tip of the, you know, pretty close to the end of the crust, and the crust is nice and firm and crunchy. Smells delicious. I'm just gonna eat it. All right, so we just finished our pizza. I had 3 slices of pepperoni, and they were pretty good. Definitely, the tomato is very strong, and the oil is very wet. But the combination of the two with the nice coal-fired crust is pretty good. It's like a great combination. It's like a good consistency-wise. I think it was a pretty good combination. So, BB?
Yeah.
Biebs.
Or,
this is your first time at John's Pizzeria, right?
Yes, it is.
What did you think? Because I've been here before, so I'm biased.
Okay, well, I haven't had pizza in a very long time because I live on Cape Cod, which is a place that makes pizza that has what tastes like cake crust. So it's so bad that there's no point in having it. So it's like going from the ridiculous to the sublime. This was wonderful. I was particularly delighted by the chewy yet thin crust that had a wonderful texture and that managed to be dry and not oily or greasy, which I like, despite the oil that was on top of the pizza that Sean talked about. And I also thought that the tomato sauce was really nice and tasted like fresh tomatoes.
So yeah, it does. Really it's good. Almost like there's like, almost, it seems like there's pieces of tomatoes in it, which
it
I always like in a pizza.
Me too. It tastes like it has fresh tomatoes, like the sauce is just made out of fresh tomatoes. It's just loaded with tomatoey flavor. It was really, really nice.
What did you think of the difference between having the topping on it, the mushroom, versus the not having the topping?
Okay. I thought it made a difference, and I preferred the plain cheese pizza. I thought you could enjoy the textures more, that somehow the mushroom, even though they were fresh mushrooms, gave it a kind of a rubbery quality that interfered with the
overall
enjoyment of all the textures. Yeah.
Huh.
I mean, it wasn't that it was bad. If it was the only thing I had, I would be very happy.
Yeah, but it's so nice. Like, when pizza's bad, it's still pretty good, unless it's from Cape Cod.
Yes, that's true.
What is the difference between Cape Cod, Martha's Vineyard, and Hyannis? Hyannisport.
Hyannisport is in Cape Cod. Martha's Vineyard and Nantucket are more like secluded, and they don't have as much stuff to do.
They're islands.
Yeah,
you have
islands.
To take a ferry to get there or an airplane.
And Cape Cod is different. It has a lot of more stuff to do, like mini golf and beaches.
Very
and
nice spas.
So if you're in the Cape Cod area, then don't get the pizza, but do get a spa.
Yeah, and get some Wellfleet oysters.
Now, you guys were in Maine, right?
We were. Cool.
Did you, like, did you get lobster?
Yes, I did. Well, we had lobster. One of Dave's friends is a really, really good cook. So he made all these meals for us while we were in Maine. Like, there was, like, 15 people.
So you guys have been dating, right, for a while?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Congratulations, even though it's half a year, but like, congratulations.
No, no.
When you just said
six
Dave's
months
friend.
Of pizza anniversary.
6 months, yes. What?
And you just mentioned that Dave had a friend, and how much do you guys like each other's friends? I'm always curious when you have like a relationship, how much do you like each other's friends?
This trip to Maine is something that's like you guys do that every year, right? Mm-hmm. Have college friends and then like affiliated friends of his. So there were like 15 of us there. They were all dating. I like pretty much all. I mean, I like all of the core group.
Yeah.
A lot.
What about you, Dave?
I mean, I like all Kelly's friends. In fact, a couple of her friends from college came and visited us while we were in Maine.
Yes, my lesbian friends. They're together and they have a dachshund named Slim Jim.
Slim Jim is adorable.
Slim Jim came down and hung out with us. He's a dog or a duck?
A dog.
No, a dog.
That's better.
What did you think of your pizza today?
Oh, it was great. Oh,
it was really good. I really like John's. It's probably, like, I haven't been to, like, the more esoteric places out in, like, far Brooklyn and far Queens that I know.
We tried to go to DeFars.
Yeah, we tried to go to DeFars, but
somebody got
food poisoning.
Not at DeFars.
Not at DeFars. From the night before. I would say that John's is probably my third or fourth favorite pizza place in the city. and that's, you know, I'm a guy who likes his pizza, so that I would consider
it. And that's pretty brave of saying that, you know. I thought you were for sure, you were going to announce it's your favorite. You're in John's right now.
Yeah, it's not my favorite. But, I mean, that doesn't mean it's not excellent pizza. Third or fourth is, in New York,
pizza,
excellent.
This covers with me 100%.
And in the country, that puts it in, like, the top 10.
But,
lobster would probably be a good topping on the pizza.
I bet you could get lobster pizza somewhere.
I don't think it would be good at all. It's so chewy.
Well,
they make clam pizza. I guess they would make lobster pizza.
Part was
just gonna say about Maine Philly.
It's okay. I don't think we can hear with two conversations anyway. But thank you guys. That's fine. Thank you guys very much for joining me for pizza day.
Yay!
Thank you for tuning in to the Spotlight with Sean Taylor podcast, Pizza Month edition. Please stay subscribed and follow me in my quest for the 31 days of pizza.